Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, January 24th, 2019. On this day in 1862, Bucharest was proclaimed the capital of Romania. Google has given up its capital city office at Unter den Linden and moved to its new premises in the Forum on the Museuminsel with an excellent view of the Bode Museum. The move to Czekolskistrasse in the ensemble built by Walter Gropius and rebuilt by star architect David Chipperfield is more than just a change of location. It is Google's commitment to Berlin. Accordingly connected to the city, the company presented itself at the opening party on Tuesday evening with videos that some say a tourism portal could not have filmed more beautifully. The relationship between Google and Berlin has suffered recently. After years of hostility from local residents, the internet company abandoned its plans last October to build a campus in the former transformer station on Olauerstrasse in Kreuzberg. There, Google wanted to support startups in a co-working space. Philip Justus, Google's vice president for Central Europe, said on Tuesday that they received a surprising amount of criticism back then when the campus should have sent a, quote, positive signal, adding that, quote, we were convinced that this would create new jobs. Berlin's governing mayor Michael Müller of the SPD, along with Hermann Patzinger, president of the Prussian Cultural Heritage Foundation, and CDU chairwoman Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer, a prominent guest in the evening, was full of praise, probably for this very reason. In his speech, Müller spoke of large enthusiasm, outstanding emphasis, and a strong partnership, and stressed that many were annoyed over the protests. Federal Chancellor Angela Merkel of the CDU, who was absent because of a meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron, had the Minister of State for Digitization, Dorothy Barr of the CSU, send her warm greetings. But despite the campus issue, Google has still a strong interest in Berlin. Despite having less employees than the Munich and Hamburg location, the company is investing in an absolute forward-looking topic in Berlin: artificial intelligence, or AI. AI researchers are already working for Google in the capital, and the company intends to expand its activities in Berlin. Early Tuesday evening, Google CEO Pichai met Berlin's economics senator Ramona Pop of the Greens, Siemens board member Janina Kugel, Dorothy Barr, and other top politicians to discuss AI. The economics senator wants to further promote research in this area. Next to AI, there are other potential growth areas as well. In mid-2019, for example, the Berlin YouTube space of the video platform belonging to the group will move into the rooms on the Spree. This will triple the space used for the production of YouTube formats of its own, and the headquarters in Berlin will be the most modern YouTube studio in Europe. After a month's break, wage negotiations for security personnel at German airports continued on Wednesday in Berlin. The Verdi Union is demanding significantly more money for the 23,000 employees nationwide. For example, the hourly wage for employees at passenger controls is to rise from about 17 euros to 20 euros. Regional collective agreements will be replaced by a nationwide agreement. With warning strikes on January 7th in Berlin and on January 15th at 8 other German airports, Verdi had increased the pressure on employers to submit a higher offer. According to the union, the Federal Association of Aviation Security Companies had offered two increases of 2.0% each for a two-year contract period in December. A spokeswoman for the association said before the round of negotiations this was, quote, not our final offer. But the union must also move away from its demand for 20 euro hourly wages for all. The meeting in Berlin is the fifth round since October. More staff, more trains, and more investments. the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, wants to use a spending offensive to get their fragile subway system out of the crisis. But immediate measures are also planned. From the 4th of February, for example, cycle times and rush hour traffic on two lines, the U6 and the U9, will be slightly extended, from 4.5 minutes to 5 minutes. The U7 will then follow at the beginning of March. With the trains spared, the BVG wants to create reserves that can be used, for example, in the event of short-term damage to other trains, many of which are of declining age. This is intended to reduce the number of cancellations. The core of the BVG concept is a significant increase in personnel. The company plans to hire 1,100 new employees this year, including 720 for the driving service alone, and 113 specialists for the workshops. This would increase the number of BVG employees to over 15,000 for the first time in many years. Which costs are connected with it remain open. A lack of drivers is considered to be one of the main reasons for the current supply shortfalls. The subway, at least on paper, is still the most punctual means of public transport in the city, with a 98.4% of rides being on time. Considering that both train cancellations and delays of less than 210 seconds are not included in the quota. According to company figures, only 2% of all underground journeys were canceled in 2018. By way of comparison, 90.1% of trams were on time, while 86.6% of buses ran without delay. The BVG currently employs 6,670 bus and train drivers, 143 more than the calculated demand. However, the transport company is suffering from an above-average sickness rate. According to BVG staff representatives, the sick leave rate is a symptom of the high pressure that employees experience on a daily basis. Underground drivers also suffer from the cancellations and the often overcrowded follow-up trains and are increasingly exposed to aggressive insults from passengers. The Berlin Passenger Association IGAB welcomes the hiring initiative. However, IGAB is also skeptical as to whether 1,100 new employees could be recruited this year in view of the job market situation. In Berlin, the demand for local public transport is growing. According to BVG boss Sigrid Nakuta, the state-owned Berlin public transport companies set another passenger record last year. According to preliminary calculations, buses, trams, and underground trains transported almost 1.1 billion customers. This is 3.2% more than in 2017 at 1.06 billion. For comparison, in 2009, 10 years ago, the number of passengers was still 925 million. She added that, quote, "This is a huge increase, but we are increasingly suffering from growing pains." Within 2 days, two prisoners tried to break out of the Berlin Men's Tegel prison. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens, however, spoke not about escape attempts, but about, quote, extraordinary incidents. On Tuesday, a 21-year-old man had initially crossed a fence in the prison yard and had entered the sport field area where he was stopped. He said he wanted to protest that he had been transferred to a security station after he had become violent against other inmates. Behrendt stressed that the man had not overcome an external security system. On Wednesday, another 21-year-old had again overcome a so-called order fence in the institution, but was stopped as well. In the near future, both men will only experience fresh air in shackles. There are 850 prisoners in Tegel. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.